Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome back to Reflections. I mentioned at the end that I was going to go to the next chapter five in terms of my education and how this philosophy of trying to go to the best schools and the importance of education, runs through the family. But it's not chapter five. I have to jump to chapter nine, which is my education and it's my baptism of fire. I was, as we know, we moved to Saranac Lake, and I was studying in a parochial Catholic school, St. Bernard's. From first grade, I had to repeat first grade when we moved there through elementary, and St. Bernard's had I must have had problems, adjusting, but I don't really have a recollection of what that entailed. I do know that my grades were very good. And modest aside, I was either number one or two in the class, and in seventh grade I had a 97 average in St. Bernard's, and the main thing that was kind of concentrated on was there was a New York State Regents exam, and it was two and false and multiple choice, and there was a Ogdensburg diocese's religious test, which is also true or false and multiple choice, etc. And it was, memorizing, regurgitating this information that was, for 2 years put into us, because that was the main goal of the school, to get really good grades in those exams. We're thinking of moving back to Puerto Rico, and I believe at that time, and my father, wanted me to go to this Phillips Andover Academy, my cousins, his cousin, excuse me, my uncles, two of them had gone to Andover, and their father, Guillermo González Cuillar, was the representative for Andover. So that was where he learned about Andover, and it is the oldest school, but founded in 1776, and one of the tops, if not the top school in the country. And so I applied, and I had gone the summer to see the school. I was really impressed because beautiful campus and tremendous courses and all. And of course, I was a nice hockey player, and it was one of the few places they had the artificial ice and a covered rink. I mean, that was like paradise. In Saranac Lake, we used to play ice hockey, out in the we didn't have, it was, had normal ice, not artificial ice, and no roofs. So you had to, shovel the snow and lose the puck into the sides of the snow when they got the snow piles in the side of the rink and all. Although we did play in Lake Placid, where the Lake Placid Arena, so we did have an opportunity to play in artificial ice and enclosed rinks. So I was happy to go there. I didn't have any reason to reject the recommendation, let's put it that way, and applied to Andover. And I had at that time, a 97 average at St. Bernard's, and was, president or vice president. I was in about four different sports. And the great surprise, was not accepted, just an outright rejection. And my father insisted that Andover had made a mistake, and my uncle and wrote them, you know, that was really discouraging, that they thought that this was a big mistake. So the director of admissions wrote back that that they didn't know what a 97 average at St. Bernard's meant, because they hadn't had any students from St. Bernard's, and that had done very badly in the interview the summer that I was there, and I had done very badly in the PSAT exams, and in terms of, well, I may played all these sports and all, but they didn't have the faintest idea what that really meant in terms of my abilities. So that was the explanation. And he said that he suggested that maybe if I wanted, we could go to the summer session where they would get to know me. And if I did something, if I did fantastically, a position may open up in September. But then in any case, I go on to Cranwell, where I had been accepted, a Jesuit school in Lenox, Massachusetts. And I go to Cranwell, and based on their knowing me in the summer session, based on what then I would do in Cranwell, that for the sophomore year, in Andover, it's called the lower middler, I would have a chance, because there's quite a few students, almost doubles the size of the class for that sophomore year, that lower middler year. So off I went to the Andover summer session, it was clearly the most traumatic period of my life. I don't know whether to read for the 50th in 2012. For our 50th reunion at Andover, I wrote an article, an essay that they asked, you know, to summarize, you know, the thoughts back to Andover, and but I think if I read it, it's going to be a little bit too long, so let me just kind of paraphrase, you know, what happened. Incidentally, you know, my father, when he said that decided he's going to go to apply for the summer school, he says, you know, I will apply. See, he got so involved that it became, you know, almost him, you know. I was just reading here, the dean of admissions said he suggested I attend the summer session if I was, in quote, dying to come to Andover, end of quote, on, in quote, a sort of long chance basis, end of quote. I would do a, in quote, a top flight job in every respect, end of quote, that could allow Andover to squeeze, end of quote, me in September if a withdrawal took place, or help me better compete for the following year. And so, I was accepted at the Andover summer session, and imagine the pressure, you know, based on my uncle and my father saying that they had made this mistake, and utter agony followed, you know. I'm reading from the essay now. I completely choked in my first math exam and received a zero, a zero. The first essay was on a painting to be chosen by each student at the Addison Art Gallery, and we were instructed to try to not go beyond 1,500 words. I had never visited an art museum or gallery, and much less analyze a painting. And my very few essays at St. Bernard's had been in the 150-word range. I put enormous effort into this essay, and the grade was a 55. I had a 97 average. If I got a 95, I was upset, you know, at St. Bernard's. A 55. Thus, after about 10 days of the 7-week session, I had a 27 average. In April, I had turned 14, and this was my first time away from home with no one I knew from the past to turn to. What brought the most agony was letting down those who had vouched so strongly for me. It appeared that Andover had been right. I had trouble sleeping and considered giving up, but decided to continue fighting. I ended up with an average in the upper 60% range. The report of my English teacher was mixed, and I'm quoting, found the subtler demands of poetry a little more than he could cope with, does well in reasoning and memory work, but seems to lack the imagination or intuitive faculty. Thus, this may develop with practice. Though this may develop in practice, faced with the difficulties suggested above, Jorge has lost much of his will to strive. However, at the very end of the course, he seemed apparent that placed in the same situation again, he would be more capable of handling it. The report of the housemaster was somewhat more positive. Jorge has shown considerable improvement in his scholastic achievement in the second half of the summer session, thus demonstrating that he has profited by his stay here. Then, you know, with this rather miserable scholastic performance, the request that we meet with the admissions officer, Joshua Minor, seemed like something I would have preferred to skip. I certainly had not done a top-flight job, and my parents and I fully expected a, you know, told-you-so farewell. But much to our surprise, Josh Minor, who became a really good friend later on over the years, advised that the admissions office had been very well impressed with me, felt that I could do the academic work, although I would have to take a lot, it would take a lot of effort on my part to catch up, and that I was first on the waiting list for that September that should an opening develop. And, you know, basically said that you can count on it, there's going to be an opening developed. And so it developed, so I went and had an awful first year. Just suffered so much, you know, getting used to the things. And I ended up with a 69% average, you know, that first year at Andover. In the second year, things completely turned around. Things started clicking. And you know, I ended up with an 83% average. And at the end of the year, I won a Keys Prize, which was for the outstanding Laura Midler, a sophomore for Andover, the Keys Prize says, in character, leadership, scholarship, and athletic ability. I was shocked. I people poked me when my name was announced. I sincerely believe there were better, you know, people should have been given to some other people. Maybe the improvement prize or the resiliency prize, but not, you know, that prize. At the end of the 4 years, I was given a Schrutz Prize, which was for cooperation and friendliness. One of the things that came to mind about 2 years ago, I was talking with someone, and all of a sudden, you know, that Schrutz Prize, I was kind of what's the word? I wasn't too happy with that particular prize. Just like I thought the other one was too much, I thought this one was too little. But later on, and that day, just as I was talking with this person, it came to my consciousness for the first time that really that prize was far more important than anything else. You know, to get a prize for cooperation and friendliness is really the coup. So, you know, having the Keys Prize with, you know, character, leadership, athletic, and scholarship, and this Schrepp Prize for friendship and cooperation was a great combination appreciate tremendously now. It took a long time for that appreciation. So you know, that's quite a bit more in terms of the education. That's obvious. I'm going to have to go into this my father's biography because there's just so much values that are developed because of his biography and the things that were instilled in me. So we've run out of time in this program. I'm just shocked at how fast this has gone. And we'll go back. I'm going to end the way my father ended his letters all the time. Basically, que Dios te bendiga, or asking his parents for su bendición. Así que may God bless you. I hope some of this information, you know, in terms of what's important, in terms of my father and how instilled the different values that, as you know, for me, is the critical thing in our well-being. You know, develop our personal values with a sense of self-satisfaction and peace. Wish you the best. Tenga mucha paz. See you next week.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge González, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.